Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass. Who we got now? One of my favourite chicks.
Hello.
Hello, good to be back.
So good to have you in the studio.
You're one of my favourite people, all of you.
Now, I have to try to describe this.
Yeah.
You were wearing that tacky set of colours.
Honey and chocolate, darling.
Yellow and brown. It just
honey and chocolate.
Honestly, just does not go. What I do like. Our favourite chick from Chicks Talking
Footy.
There
you go. Yeah.
But she what you are wearing,
Fiona, though, it is.
Fiona. Well, of course, everybody knows Fiona.
No, they're not.
Everybody knows Fiona's voice.
There's not a webcam watching us, y'all.
No, everybody knows Fiona. Fiona doesn't even require an introduction. But you are wearing an extraordinary hat.
I am.
Now, that does require some description. It is that khaki brown again, because it's clearly a Hawthorn
thing. But I think
thing.
The rainbow...
But it's got a rainbow band through it.
It does. The rainbow brings out the brown and gold. What do you reckon?
And it's got a...
Pride.
And it's got a bonbon.
I'm wearing a Hawks Pride beanie, so I'm just about to go to the game, which is why I'm in all my get-up. And we actually had a Hawks Pride beanie launch at the club on Wednesday night.
Okay.
And the club ordered 300 beanies, and they thought... they said to me on Wednesday night, we thought we wouldn't be able to sell that many of them, but they were sold out before the event, so we didn't have any beanies for sale. So we had such a beautiful night. You know, one of our players, Chad Wingard, came and spoke about bullying he'd experienced and why he's got a heart for our community. And Angie and Russell Green. So Russell Green's a three-time premiership player with Hawthorn. He is a gay son, and he spoke at the event. So the beanies have kind of... I know it's not about selling merch so much, which is, of course, something that benefits the club, but it's also that there's so many of us now walking around our home games with these beautiful rainbow beanies, identifying each other and sort of, you know, doing the thumbs up and...
So you've seen that. You've been to the tour and other people wearing those.
Oh, 100%. And there's even... I went to Community Cup, which is that game between PBS and Triple R and the Rock Dogs. And you know, about 20,000 people go down to Vic Park each year for that. Mm. And it's a bit crazy. There's always a streaker and et cetera. But there's people walking around with rainbow beanies, not just from the Hawks, but other clubs as well. So it's...
Do you know what I reckon?
Does something to your identity. I can't explain it, but it's just like the club has recognised us officially. They've gone to this extent.
It does. I would actually replace the brown altogether with the stripes.
Just do rainbow.
Yeah, just why not?
Well, yeah, but a lot of people, you know, the players wear these beanies as well. So at an Ida Hubbard Day, we spoke to the men's players and the women's players, so the whole team, about what Ida Hubbard was, so International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersex and Transphobia, and what that was all about and what our group was about. And they all wore the beanies, took a photo with us, and now they're wearing the beanies at training. And you see some club videos where some of the players are wearing our Pride beanies. So it's just... It's done something in the soul of our club, and in a week where, you know, we've seen so much vitriol online, it was a healing balm for us supporters, I think.
Now, I want to ask you about pinching.
Pinching?
Do you mean like pinching on the bum or stealing pinching?
Pinching on the arm in football.
Right.
Yeah, so that our captain got suspended for a couple of weeks because he was pinching an Essendon player. Orazio Fantasia, and he got bruises badly on his arm.
Pretty strong.
Yeah, so it wasn't a good look for our old captain Strats. But there's been a lot of weird action happening outside of football lately. We've had players suspended for gambling and pinching. Apparently, it's quite a common thing that defenders kind of distract the.
Okay.
But that seemed pretty harsh, considering how much, you know, Fantasia's arm was covered in bruises. So he was obviously being very firm.
But you can pinch in a way that it particularly hurts Macca. So it could actually be quite painful and distracting.
It's not good behaviour for
but
sure.
But also gambling.
Yeah. So Jaden Stevenson from the Collingwood Football Club, he got suspended for 22 weeks. 12, he'll have to serve 12. No, 10, he'll be off the field. 12 will be suspended, which means that if he commits the offence again. So he bet $36 that he would kick the first goal in a game that Collingwood would win.
And do you think?
I mean, you got to back yourself, but maybe not, not on sports bet.
Do you think it was fair that he was suspended?
I think it is because it isn't about the amount of money he was betting. It was about the integrity of the game. Yeah. If players start betting on their own games and their own self, it can start to
could easily bet against them kicking a goal.
Yeah.
But it does raise a bigger question,
It corrupts the integrity of the game.
It does raise a bigger question, though, doesn't it?
It does.
And not a topic that I was going to go to necessarily, but given that we're here, I'm going to go there. A club like Hawthorn could not survive without pokies.
No, not at the stage they're at. In fact, Hawthorn, I think, receive the most amount of revenue from pokies.
Correct.
And
where are their pokie venues?
I think they're mostly out in sort of the far eastern suburbs.
No. In the west.
In the west? Okay.
They're not in Hawthorn and they're not in the east.
Yeah, right. I thought they had one in Mulgrave somewhere.
Perhaps.
They probably do as well. there are clubs detaching from pokie dependence. And I think clubs like Hawthorn 20 years ago nearly had to merge with Melbourne because they were so broke. So I think that's when clubs started doing these kind of things to raise money. But
it raises an interesting set of paradoxes. At one end, we're saying players can't bet because it's about the integrity of the game.
Yeah, but we run the football club on the wages of sin.
Exactly.
Well, even worse than that is that the AFL itself has betting partners. If you go on the AFL website and you look at their fixture, there's buttons you can push to place bets. Yeah.
Is that right?
The odds are listed there. So.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
And did you
know? You have a dollar figure next to each game. It'll say $3.64 this team, $1.26 this team.
Did you hear Gil McLaughlin justifying that? That the reason, why we do that is so that we can engage with the gambling, I'm paraphrasing, engage with the gambling providers, to see that it's done properly. What a crock.
Yeah.
What a crock. Seriously.
Is that what he said?
Well, yeah.
Also, there was an article in the Herald Sun, one of the counsellors that works with players about gambling said that there was 120 players and coaches she would identify as having a gambling problem.
Yeah.
And two players had bet and lost over $1 million. So it's a big problem. You've got players that have lots of money and lots of spare time.
Mm.
So gambling organisations are actually targeting them a lot.
It's cold weather. All they need to do is go to the ATM, get the money out, set fire to it. It'll be more productive.
Well, worse than the ATM, they can sit on their phone and press buttons.
Yeah, and
then money can be going around the internet.
The AFL, guys, you're doing some good work in a number of areas, but you know what? You are world-class hypocrites. Hypocrites. You need to stop taking money from gambling providers.
Tell us how you really feel, Macca. Start that again.
Okay, you are hypocrites. Hypocrites.
So that was happening off the field as well. So, and then recently...
Where do you think all that's going to land?
Well, the gambling licences are up for renewals. I think it'll definitely...
I think there's pressure.
It'll definitely
on clubs.
Bring discussion around that, and I think the AFL will be asked to justify if they go back in.
Mulgrave Country Club pokies.
There you go. Hawks have Mulgrave Country Club pokies.
I take yoga classes there.
Good on you, Mark. Thank you for that.
At the pokies. That's weird.
So you could actually play the poker machine while you're laying.
Well, the sad thing about pokies venues, Macca, is that they're designed in ways so that they are safe.
Yeah.
They're comfortable for people to go on their own.
Not safe.
Women, and older women in particular.
Not safe for your money. Physically
women
safe.
In particular actually find it a very comforting place to go. Then you've got all that stuff around the sort of addiction with the sound and noise and colour and all that sort of stuff that takes place. Often they provide, refreshments. I know of little old ladies that do go very regularly because they have actually nowhere else to go.
Bit of fun.
There's nowhere else to go.
That's right.
So anyway, what else is hot in football?
So there was also a recent controversy. So I'm just giving a mid-season update. Mm. A bit of controversy around the fan behaviour at ground. So they had at Marvel Stadium behaviour awareness officers.
like the thought police.
The thought police.
But what about Jeff's comments?
I wasn't happy about Jeff's comments. He made a statement that he believed just by looking at the TV that they were all new arrivals and wouldn't understand our game. which was offensive to pretty much every
Jeff isn't a new arrival and he doesn't understand lots of stuff.
Well, I think he's just, you know, he's like your... As a Hawke supporter, I feel like he's like that grandpa that, you know, we all love and he's done a lot for our club, but he also makes me feel
he's like the uncle at Christmas dinner that lets out a very...
Yeah, it's like Christmas dinner where everyone cringes. Macca. Yeah.
Macca. Sometimes you're very base, Macca.
Well, we actually had a donation from Ellen from Thornbury and we had a membership renewal from Karen from Cheltenham.
Good on you, Ellen, and good on
Actually,
you,
Karen.
Actually,
we must chase Jeff Kennett up. You know, he joined...
He did. Did he renew?
He joined Joy when I interviewed him all those years ago. Actually, next time you see him, can you ask him, Jeff, if you a member of Joy or...
Yes, I will. You know? Well, he's it's the Beyond Blue Cup today.
Yeah.
It's the game I'm going to after this. And the Hawke's Pride group are actually going to be the guard of honour for the players.
Fantastic.
But Jeff was the one that built that partnership between Beyond Blue and the Hawthorn Football Club.
So what's your prediction for the season?
As in which area?
Yeah, well, who's going to win?
Who's going to win the premiership?
Yeah, that's all we're interested in.
No, who's going to win the pinching competition?
Yeah.
I think Hawthorn.
At the moment it looks like Geelong or Collingwood would be the contenders. But last year I would never have guessed the Eagles would have won the premiership, so who knows?
Yeah, well, I think the Tigers are out, aren't they?
Not necessarily. They're
not doing too well.
But they're about to get everyone back, like Cochin and all those people come back. So never know.
Right.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.